with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. In a post-election speech, President Biden promised a peaceful transfer of power in January. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president stepped into the Rose Garden to deliver several messages. The first was one of cooperation with Donald Trump's team.
To ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
He also defended the integrity of the American electoral system.
It can be trusted. Win or lose.
And he had words of encouragement for his staff and Democrats following their party's loss in the presidential race.
Setbacks are unavoidable, but giving up is unforgivable.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
There will be a new senator from Pennsylvania come January, and it will be a Republican.
The victory by Republican challenger Dave McCormick over incumbent Democrat Bob Casey gives the GOP 53 seats in the upper chamber, with two seats still to be called. The GOP is hoping to notch another win in Nevada. Democrats will be able to add to their caucus, currently 45 members, if Ruben Gallego can pull out a victory in Arizona. Bob Agner reporting.
There will also be a new U.S. policy toward the Russia-Ukraine war come January. Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network Donald Trump's election victory has prompted action by NATO.
What's interesting is so far the NATO allies, though they have congratulated Mr. Trump, I suspect that they're looking very closely at their own contribution to security.
Mr. Trump has long maintained that NATO allies were not paying their fair share for security in Europe. On Wall Street, the Dow down by a fraction. The Nasdaq, however, rose 285 points, with the S&P 500 advancing 44. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Oklahoma City.
Multiple tornadoes roared through the metropolis and its suburbs last weekend, and the giant Christian Relief Agency is there to help. Volunteer teams are helping homeowners clean up and rebuild what they can. Spiritual aid is being dispensed, too. Samaritan's Purse says, quote, chaplains will be on the ground providing emotional support care as they share the gospel of Jesus Christ with homeowners and residents facing so much loss and uncertainty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An amendment approved by New York voters enshrines abortion in the state constitution, but it also enshrines transgenderism. The measure expands New York's Equal Rights Amendment to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, pregnancy outcomes, and reproductive health care and autonomy. The amendment would provide a constitutional right for males to play on girls' sports. This is SRN News. There was an uptick in unemployment applications last week, correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The Labor Department reported that jobless claim applications rose by 3,000 this week. That's fewer than analysts had forecast. Weekly applications for jobless benefits are considered representative of U.S. layoffs in a given week. Last month, the U.S. economy produced fewer jobs, but economists pointed to recent strikes and hurricanes that left many workers temporarily off payrolls. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
While prices for most goods have been falling throughout the year, inflation for a wide range of services remains high. That's straining consumers eating out, servicing their cars, and paying for various kinds of insurance. Prices for services rose 3.7% in September from a year ago, according to the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. More details at SRNnews.com.